Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
Why is that shocking? It's episode number 300 what?
Yeah.
68?
68.
Why is that? As soon as Mesh said that, Zoa is like, hey.
It's like, you are wrong.
Yo, he needs to look like a tattoo.
Yeah. No, we've been rocky, man. We've been rocky.
Yeah, man. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the legendary Mr. Zwai Bala from TKZ.
Fontein.
Yeah? Is it TKZ Fontein?
No, that's
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, it's always amazing when we chill with legends such as yourself. Because I'm in the belief that you guys, your generation was the best. Like, I wish I was around and born when you guys, like, you know, started popping. Because the stories I hear about what you guys were getting up to is insane.
It's true rockstar stuff.
Yes. These guys got away with murder, bro. Mm-hmm. You can't do the stuff that you guys were doing now. Oh, they'll cancel you.
Now?
Oh, you can't.
The stuff you guys get up to now.
Camera phones.
Yes. Like,
imagine if you guys had camera phones and people recorded you guys whenever you get up to stuff. Girls were posting about you on Twitter, going live on Instagram without you knowing. You can't.
Okay.
Cancel culture. You can't now.
I mean, the video that SK dropped, right? That's just a random Tuesday Mr. Zwai Bala.
There was no way you're going to see that in 1998.
You see.
A TV, because I guess Instagram was equivalent to TV.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm still like gobsmacked.
So do you think our generation is better than your generation?
Better in what way?
In terms of like rock starness.
Yeah, the guys at the top who are popping now, the rock star level.
Yeah.
You know, when they like, it's a wild night out for an A-lister.
Yes.
You guys, it's just the same stuff. It's just excitement and, you know. You guys will do what you need to do, and it depends who's crazier than whoever, you know, who's caught up in their idea of what it's all about, you know. Yeah. This stuff just keeps repeating itself, you know, in different
ways. Describe to me a wild night out with you back in the days when you guys, TKZ was at the top.
Yeah. Like, that level.
Like, all right, I'm at your house now. Let's go out. What's happening?
Oh, we're in Paris now to see Benny. You know, it's a wild night out.
Netherlands.
It was an ex-Amsterdam.
Yeah, that's where they
Netherlands.
Shot the video.
Yes.
Yo, guys, that was actually a terrible experience. But I think one of the days that I realized, like, okay, this stuff is hectic, you know? Because it was actually Kabelo that told me, I didn't know that you were, like, big, whatever, you know? Kabelo says, like, remember in the middle of Rocky Street, Adi, Bafet, you saw you 3 inch in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Guys, we're big.
Where's that? Where you at?
Yeovil.
Yeovil. Yes.
So I'm like, okay, yeah, no, we've just been working. We've just been working, performing. So I thought, let me taste this with you. Am I now where I used to dream? Because I've even lost my dream now. You know, I'm just working.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, I went there. I just want to walk on just for myself because I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
So I'm and just turn my head and see if that works like Michael Jackson did.
I just stand still, just turn the neck.
When I went, you, Chonga, got your under tie.
Hey, it's a rap.
Ah, that's a rap. That's a rap, yeah.
And then from you, when you go overseas, same reception, you're like, ah, we're gone.
Yeah, look, I mean, like in Lusaka, I remember, like, yo, dude, we had like this most hectic escort I've ever seen for TKZ.
Whoa.
Like, it's like a head of state was in town. I remember some of the, like, one or two promoters were traveling with us in our vehicle. And I was just checking. And whenever we go and perform, even on the continent, like, we, you know, we do a proper international act duration, like 2 hours, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, thank God. It's not the days when we only had three songs.
I'm trying to about six times. And then they what? My chair is okay. That's my chair of food.
So I mean, like, there was these escorts and like the cops, the what, like very hectic, you know. And I asked the promoter, one of the guys, I'm like, dude, how much do you think we've sold here? Mm. You know, like, he's like, at least like half a million, like, you know, like when you
500,000.
Listen, like he was like 250,000, whatever. But someone, it's like, but you guys are the, you know, your stuff is what. Then we went to Tanzania, I think, on the same trip, and we checked like the CDs there, like. Like Jongati Zitonzangati Zitelung Eva's Lina that you are so like the way it's been so pressed, you know, because of the, you know, the piracy, you know. And there's just like copies that where we don't even recognize our faces, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And
album is this? Which album is popping?
Yeah, I mean,
at
like
this time?
By the time Halloween.
Yes.
So yeah, man, and the one time I almost died, I think we're in Durban. Something that was a king as well. So much just singing a negative, like, you know, it was the formalities earlier on, and then after lunch, then the band started performing. You know, King's Park, whatever.
Yes.
Like Masters.
Yes.
So singing, ish. Machi, like, yo, come on, you know. But now, like, it was like, heat. And then somebody said, no, I'm not a fan of the name. And who's going to stop this?
Yeah.
I couldn't see the guys. People were just like on top of us. I was like, ish, my dreadlocks, guys.
And you're professional. You got to keep on performing. You don't want to leave the stage.
They can't see me.
Yeah.
I'm like, ow, ow. Ow.
But how going to get out of here? Because people were like, they had lost their minds.
It's literally a 360 because right now, I don't know if you've been following the Piano Kids. They are literally going through what you guys went through.
Yeah.
But now, obviously, because there's cameras, they can document it. And you can see, like, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because, like, now, like, fuck, man. What's her name? Kamu Pelas in Morocco. Mm. The guys.
In Portugal.
They were out in Portugal.
Yeah. Keys.
Uncle Waffles is in Dubai.
Yeah.
And they're pushing Piano, which is similar to Kwaito.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
It's beautiful,
it's
right?
It's the same thing. I think South Africa is a beautiful country, man. And at one point, I was like worried, like, yo, what is our future going to be like? But until I saw, like, one of the river, I was like, yo, this is so dope from a concept point of view to, like, to production, to the talent. To
cinematography.
I was like, no, you know what? We're in good hands.
Why were you scared that we're not in good hands?
No, I mean, because, like, you know, I felt that, but then again, they say youth is wasted on the young, you know?
Yeah.
That we don't know how much power we have. When they say, Amandla, Ngawethu, people don't realize what that means, you know, what that power is. Mm. And here you have people that have, like, 2 million people following them. Like, like 2 million people are ready to hear whatever you're going to say.
100%.
Literally.
You know?
At any given
governments,
point.
Governments and the biggest corporations in the world, like, they pay millions of dollars for that attention.
Yeah.
And you have it, like, right there. And when are you going to talk about, I don't know, whatever, you know, rims.
Yeah. Yeah. New handbag.
Or rimming. If it's not rimmed, it's rimming.
Yeah. It's not even like an example. It's there.
It's there. I'm not making it up.
True story, facts.
You
know?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, we've got people that we've got a generation that is questioning, and it's where it should be, and this is what it looks like. So I stopped going, this is what it is. This is what South Africa is today, having gone through everything. This is what it looks like after everything.
Who are you fucking with, piano wise? Like, who reminds you of you musically?
Hey, man, I've been enjoying the guys, eh?
I've got a name in mind, but I want you to say.
Yeah,
I've got
a name.
I've
also,
yeah.
Okay.
There are not many very musical, cats in the piano space.
Who is that?
Kabza.
I don't want to be like too, you know, too obvious, because it seems like everyone talks about Kabza. No, you know what that means for me is, you know, when it comes to music, it's like a lot of things. Like, they given this qualification. Who's better? Who's, you know, like everything is like this, you know? And it's not really how to look at things. You know what I'm saying? People just, as long as they good enough to just carry on. Well, like, that's what DJ Cleo once said to me. He said, you know, I used to have this poster when he was still at school of TKZ. I was like, Eskela? I'm like, you know, like, at school, I'm like, So, and that's what he just listens to TKZ. But then when I listen to his stuff, it's like, what Chibobo did is that it said, you can be musical, but as long as you feel good about it, you're confident about it. You know what I'm saying?
And that was your idea, Chibobo, ne? Like musically, like
The idea.
Yeah.
Well, Chibobo, as a concept, but I mean, we're told that, you know, about Benny McCarthy being overseas and having scored all those goals and so on. So they want to connect him to the fans here. So guys, it would be really cool. Lance McCormack from BMG at the time.
Yeah.
Guys, it would be cool if we can do a track with this guy, you know, to introduce him to his fans. And plus, you know, Bafana entering the World Cup for the first time next year, you know, the whole shebang. And it's really cool. It was like, you know, something great. Anyway, the one time we were having, I think, a True Love interview at Hard Rock Cafe in Ilovo. It was me and Tukula. No, because I was that in after the interview.
Yeah.
So, you know, at Hard Rock Cafe, they play rock music. You know?
Not anymore. Our sound engineer has taken over.
He's the manager now.
He's the manager.
Piano, one word.
Piano, one word.
Yeah, you're rocking, my man. You're rocking.
Cut his cool.
You're rocking, my man.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, Yeah, that's what it was originally, and I guess it can be anything now.
Sure,
And they play the classics, you know. So on comes the final countdown. Yo, boy, this song, I've always just loved. Did you, you know me too? Because I was at a flipping all white boys' school, you know, I was the only darky there.
Yeah.
So I knew all the hits, your U2s and so on. So I'm like, yeah, I've always thought this is so majestic. And then he says, yeah, boy, Joe, this vibe, to like for Benny, this song. I'm like,
So now it's playing in your head now.
No. Then it started. David. Look, I was like, oh shit. Jumped into whoever's car we're in. We rushed through to Metal Box in what's this place? Anyway, that's area there. 44 Stanley, that vibe.
Yes,
you see that tall building there?
Yes.
The second floor, that's where we did all those TKZ songs.
No fucking way!
Yeah. I gym there.
Yeah. The only shit thing is that the student residence wasn't there then.
No pop muse. You have to find your own muse.
Oh wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, so Rash there, listen, I knew exactly the sound I wanted. Do you know what strings I wanted? And I knew they were coming from this machine, not anywhere else.
Yeah.
Went and set the...
So on the way there, you've got the song in your head already.
I knew exactly what I was going to use. Like, it was just sitting. That's why, you know, like, it's a big mistake for producers to go. They've got these gadgets and they expect the gadgets to make the music for them. You know, it's like,
you already know the drum is here.
And then you use that stuff. It's like a piece of paper. It's like if you're writing something, the idea is here. And then you use that to actually write it down. So that's what these things are supposed to be.
Wow.
That you basically just use them to document what's in your, you know what I'm saying? Dude, I press record.
It's a rap.
20 minutes, like, or something. It was like, yeah.
You knew you had something.
I know, but then always the most amazing thing is when those guys jump on.
Yeah.
It's like, it's heaven. It's like, because you know, sometimes you'll be doing a beat and you make beats.
Yeah, I make beats. Yeah.
No, like, say you've
come up with
a beat. You're a user.
Yeah, ne? Yeah, that's like five. Good, like, say you've just done a beat, ne? And like, okay, you're a baller, okay, that's a chorus, and then the verse comes in. Now you start developing your own thing, most. Like, ba, okay, and then go any verse line.
Yes.
So, manje, let's say, Uma Kesh Yang and Nangada. And when I was, okay, I'll sign for you, go to Nangada, open the layer. Now my own cue in, eh? Angen manje yena akenzi lento wena buka so
you're
like
you're already trapped in that
yeah,
idea
so much
yes.
You like but go my guest you like yo
oh man
yeah no it's just so an idea is never you ask me about the idea of Shibobo. So it's the concept you know because you don't know what's going to come out there
and collaboration
yeah but then when you've really got that you know that link between you and that rhythm going like you know just triggers that thing and then it just flows. I mean like then you know.
So you've got the song, here it is. How come you ended up in Netherlands and not Cabello with Benny?
No, because I didn't go there to shoot a video, I went there to record his vocal.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I went there to record his vocal and you know, just quickly. So the guys basically, you know, gave me whatever what they were thinking around his verse. You know what I'm saying? And then, and then I went over to record him there. But ish.
What was it like the first time you met him? Was he like a superstar?
I was just no, not at all. Like he's always been very, very, very cool. You know.
Yeah.
But because I've heard so much about like ish. How hectic, because and there's Knicks and soccer, so in Vangaband, and they imagine big money is like, Yolanda is a different league, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I guess, yeah, man, he's just a cool guy until I connected with him on that level, you know what I'm saying?
So when you get the dude, does he pick you up or who picks you up?
No, it was record company stuff, because you're in Youth and International, so BMG in Brussels.
Right.
But I had a terrible experience in connecting those days to Sabina Airlines, which was Brussels based. Yeah. So it was the cheapest airline, Baubetter's way, yeah. So automatically you land in Brussels. And then I had like 2-hour thing to connect to KLM. I wanted to fly to Amsterdam. The next thing I get picked up, whatever, by this very short, who's that president? Is that Russia much?
Vladimir.
Putin. Putin joined there out to be found on Putin.
But short.
Putin is short also though.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. And I need to tetanamu. He has this ngesi. So tetanduinins in lande. Net dreadlocks. I've got like, you know, like all sorts of things. And I was really going to be away for like 2 days or so.
Yeah.
You know, gifts and posters of TKZ and some packages, you know, for executives and all that stuff. Dude, I walked and the Brussels airport is... It's like you're walking through Kempton Park, basically, you know, with all this stuff. And you're just following this guy. And eventually we get to the other side of the airport, Joe, this room that's just full of black people. Like black people that have obviously also been, you know, off the different flights. And it was like, this is where we put them to check them. And in Brussels, dude, who are you going to be complaining to?
Yeah.
Those guys went through my bag like they ripped everything apart. And then
you tell them, you know, I missed,
and they don't know who you are.
I missed like 4 flights to Amsterdam. Like, it was quite something. When you experience it overseas, you're like, so this is not a particular thing to South Africa.
So are you humbled then? It's not youthful anymore.
Yeah, but I guess, yeah, traveling is seeing, man, you know?
So when you meet him, how does the vocals come along? Was it his idea?
No, the guy is basically jotted. No, like, Ukabelo.
Oh, yes, he did say.
Yeah, they're giving him some ideas.
Yes.
And I've always just, like, I just find that so fascinating. You know, like, I enjoy a space that I'm not in and just, like, how they're, some of the stuff starts making sense to me now. I'm like, that's fucking brilliant, you know?
How did you end up shooting the video? Because you said you weren't there to shoot the video.
No, they organized a crew there to, I'm saying the main thing I went there for.
Oh,
was to record,
okay.
Yeah, so they organized Lawrence van Hamburg or something in South Africa who's based in Amsterdam to shoot the video. Yeah.
And the recording, how bad was Benny? Like, how long did it take? His verse when he was recording.
It didn't take long. No, you see, I teach. That's actually my passion, to teach.
Oh.
To get the best out of a performer.
Yeah.
By applying, especially when... You know, just by applying natural things, and it's not good to do, because people think when they're standing in front of Zohaipa, like, ish, I'm sure I'm fun song. No, you use familiar things, just about how you apply your mind.
Yeah, how are the tricks? Like, how does a studio session with you look like? Because you're a musical genius, let's be honest.
Yeah. It depends, Joe. I work damn hard.
Nah. Yeah, and you're professional. You're a perfectionist.
Yeah, I have to. So I know what I need.
Yeah.
In order to get the most, especially out of people in the least possible time.
Okay.
You know, and that's got to do with how you interact with them. Like, for instance, when Uprayu asked me to produce his album, I was 29.
Whoa.
Okay.
This is Uprayu.
And I was like, you must again let's ask me to produce his album. Okay, you know what? Let me not be stupid. I've always known this guy, like, Uprayu, but how much do I actually know about this
okay.
guy?
Okay.
And fortunately, I just released his album, Still Grazing.
Yeah.
And I thought, let me actually read this thing. You know, dude.
What do you mean read? Like the lyrics?
Like, no, let me actually read the book so I can get to know him.
Oh, the book.
Yeah, because I'm going to be spending a lot of time with an artist. So I don't want to be either make them feel intimidated or disrespect them. And the more I know about them is the more I can relate with them. Because ultimately, it's about being able to tell this person in the studio what to do.
Mm.
You know, and that's going to have a lot to do with how comfortable they feel.
That's crazy, man, because I don't even think Kabza reads Msaki's tweets. He doesn't give a fuck.
Nah. He lives in his own head with his own music.
He read a whole book.
Dude. How did the album do with Uprayu?
No, it did well. Mm. It got through to the first round of the Grammy nominations. I thought, to be really cool. But I ended up producing it with my friend Goofy.
Oh, Goofy's a genius.
Goofy.
Yeah, he did Malaika Destiny, right? Yeah, genius, Goofy.
Yes.
Yo. So,
what do you mean first round of Grammy?
Like, there's some board like that sits like, but what you obviously what you see on television and what's announced is the very final.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So there's a whole round before that.
Ah, then there's shortlists and rounds and rounds.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys didn't make first round?
No, it didn't make that round.
They didn't go through. Yeah. To the shortlist. Yes.
But otherwise, Nomento's really cool. Uprayu Masekela. So that idea, you know, it's important to understand what a person is about so they can really feel comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
And I think a problem with a lot of the youngsters today, well, actually, even at that time, Nati, especially as Ndwana Zirepai, they write in the studio like, okay, just play that beat again. And they are okay, just keep looping. And then what they've just written now, they go and record. And that's what's going to be going on the record, you know? So there's a time for composition, like just where you're actually creating this idea. It's created. The next part is like, now, okay. You know what I'm saying? So you're able to...
So that's not the way to do it.
Well, I mean, it's just make... You need to think about these things logically.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the Beatles would only do an album after they've toured it for 9 months.
Whoa!
And that's just like, now, if we're writing like a song, a lyric, and you go and record it, so you still, this song comes out, there's a video, you also kind of like trying to learn the lyrics, you know what I'm saying, get another song. Once you've started performing those songs, say on your 9th month, dude, you know the show and the song so well that you've got your own way around them. You know what I'm saying? That's the performance you want to record.
Oh.
Jeez.
But you can't do that right now, hey?
You can.
No, you can't, bro. You
don't.
Because everybody's a producer now. Everybody like.
And you got to drop a song every day.
Every day. Otherwise.
Yeah. People forget.
Don't this 1,000 songs drop.
But I'm saying now, that song that you dropped today can be a song that you actually wrote 5 years ago. But you got to really work on it now.
Is that the difference between a classic and a song that's just going to fizzle out?
It's one of the major things, because when something is not honest, you know, mind it's like it's not the real thing. You know what I'm saying? You just applied what you know, the theory. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything needs love and affection. How serious are you about this?
How long does that process take you when you're working? Let's say you're working with Saul. How long would that process take?
Which just like working with his vocal.
Yeah. Let's say you're composing the song, you're doing the structure.
Oh, like say to get him to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that the sooner he opens up about himself, then I don't give him stuff. Instead, I just use what he has.
So there's no time frame.
Guys, I think with everything, it's not about teaching, but it's about reminding. You know, it's like when they say, geez, now I get it. It's something that was there already, but you, we like things must come from outside. Learn things we know already.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's talk about my favorite song. Yes. I want to hear your side of the story. Kavel told me a crazy story about we really love this place.
Off camera or off camera?
On camera.
On camera. On camera. On camera.
I was actually telling the story the other day. Yes, but let's hear which one is yours.
No, let's hear it from you. I want to hear
yours. No. Maybe it was a different story. It was afterwards.
No, he said you guys were high as fuck.
He said it.
What's your problem? No, but I don't think that explains it.
Yes, okay, explain.
We were high for the very first time ever.
Yeah.
That was, but it was like heaven vibes.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't associate it with, you know, what stigmas have, you know what I'm saying?
We really love, and that song still bangs today, bro. Dude,
we had a creative block. We had like creative. I was stuck on, we love this place and Sikelela.
Yeah.
You know, just like, dude, we had been working so hard trying to catch the Halloween thing.
Mm.
So we had that block, man, and
you were like, let's try this, grandpa.
Yes, I said, let's try this grandpa. Very nice.
It's writer's block. You got to do whatever,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, bro. You need those creative juices flowing.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. You know, we'd always been like, you know? But yeah, no. That night was... Yeah, people were calling their fathers never just to tell them they love them for the first time ever.
Wow.
Hey, Dada. Dr. Handa, Dad. Him for Nino Obi.
When I went to Handa, Dad. But whose idea was it to let's record this, guys?
What?
Like the song. We really love this place.
Okay, in these feelings onto song.
Look, okay. No. Technically, it was around that time that I was asking. I needed to ask because the song that we were doing was, "Yeah, we are trying not to fall, looking out for each other." Oh God, am I that old? That's life. Okay, Lionel Richie.
Oh, Lionel Richie.
Love will conquer all. It's actually an old song. Yeah. So you know, it's a classic for us, you know.
Yes, yes.
So Tugolores has these beautiful, you know, like nice ideas of the old OJs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So and then I had to call the publisher around 1 a.m. to say, "Hey Peter, man, there's this song, like publishing wise and rights wise you know what does all mean?" It's like, "So is there any way that you can do that thing but without doing that melody?" Mm. I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, like, you mean like have the, can I have the chord progression? I mean, surely the chord, because when I hear the chord progression, it says that song."
Mm.
But it says, "No, it's just a chord progression. You can take, but as long as you write a new melody."
Mm.
So, and I had the Stevie Wonder, and I was just messing with the Stevie Wonder sound, you know that thing?
Yeah.
So that's what I had on the keyboard at the time. So I started playing that. And just like, once through, George, everyone was like, "Oh!"
Hey man, I'm getting goosebumps, bro. This
just
is
listening,
crazy.
Man. So I think it's I'm not condoning drugs or anything else, but there's a lot of noise, man. You know, it's a lot of noise. It's like it's a lot. It's loud.
What, the drugs?
No, this world.
Oh yes, of course. Yes.
You know.
I've never done them, dog. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, but I get you. Sometimes you gotta block things out.
Yeah, and it's different things, but it's a particular space that you need to be at. Sometimes we bring ourselves back from that space where there is no worry, where there is nothing else but just you.
Mm. Just escape. Yeah.
You know, just you.
Do you think that's why we get a lot of artists addicted to some kind of, whether it's weed or alcohol?
Well, I mean, it's
or
not
sex.
Really. No, but still, it boils down to understanding.
Okay.
You know, the more understanding you have, you won't attach things to things. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what's your drug of choice? You know what I'm saying? You have a greater understanding, so things happen as they happen. They are not things per se. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm quite shocked that you did drugs, man. Because I thought you were the saint in the group.
Oh, wow. Now this guy says I did drugs.
Or tried.
Dude, I would have felt really stupid if I never tried anything.
For real?
I mean...
But you were like the saint. Like, you look like a virgin.
But he did look like he got the least action. In TKZ though, in TKZ,
you know,
and I mean, we could be wrong though, you know.
Yeah, you know, remind me that was once we were at this party, and then someone sees me holding a drink, and then me, I'm going to go. So, Ati,
So how you drink?
Utukulo ati ini. Sifuni sawuya. And I'm sure he shat on me. I don't remember, but I'm sure he's like, and when I put like that. Yeah, but you know, there's also this thing, Aguti, like, me, I'm serious, yo. Like,
yeah.
Even Nabo, I remember as far back as, like, Lebu,
Matosa. Like, I was working with her, and, like, Snow hanging in the studio. She's like, yo, I've always been so scared of you. Like, I'm like, what do you mean, dude? Yeah. Like, but then I started hearing more and more of that. And I don't know if maybe it's, what, the Drakensberg thing, or...
I think it's how you carried yourself.
But people that know me, they, like... If anything, there's nothing serious about you. When I don't take anything seriously.
Yeah,
it's crazy, yeah?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Wild,
it's crazy what we build in you know, like I was saying, we all create movies.
Yeah.
You know, in our heads. Like, it's like virtual reality. And when you were in a steering.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
True.
And you create all these things to be what you want them to be. So that's why when... You know, there's like, say, especially with Jim, they, oh, there I am, travel moto, now I'm doing a bomb, oh, there's my husband, you want a younger and delay, your mother-in-law, you want a Zindo, and then your husband's like this and like that. And then we figure out, imagine there's a script there for him.
Yeah.
You know? Imagine new friends are in there, it's like, nice script, you can't do your own thing. This movie goes this way.
Yeah.
Young John, and that's why we get upset. We get upset or disappointed by our expectations more than, you know.
Were you guys like a collective back then? Like all the artists, like you mentioned Lebu now. So were you cool with everybody, like Mandoza, all of the guys?
Yeah. There actually wasn't that many of us.
But
yeah, I mean, like it was cool when we met at shows and, you know.
Yeah.
We're all good. I mean, we did a lot of bashes those days.
Yes, street bashes.
Yeah.
No?
So it would either be the Kalawa guys, which were...
Oh, yeah, Kalawa. You know, who was big at Kalawa at that time?
Bongo Mafini.
Oh, yes, Bongo Mafini.
Yeah, I guess that... Yeah, and then BOP at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a great... I mean, it was cool to see... One of our players, the guys that play the trumpets.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of us, the white boys.
Yes.
What's his name? Bez, the trombone guy.
Mm.
He was introduced to me by his ex-wife, Okuli Roberts.
Oh, okay.
So Okuli she used to be a fashion editor at Drum Magazine. Mm. You know? So once I was there for whatever, some shoot, and it's like, that's it. And now here's my husband. Yeah, I've been telling you about, you know, Bez. I'm like, shit, do I remember her telling me? He's like, hey, how's it, man? Like, yeah. And I hear the English accent. He's like, no, you know, you studied trombone at this whatever Guildhall of Music. I'm like, that's the same vibe, man. I was at the Royal Scottish Academy, you know, like, so like, it's like, you know, and looking for some, you know, some work outside the orchestra. And then, yeah, I mean, and then I worked with them on my Christmas album. Then Cabello used them on his other album where there was a lot of brass and, you know. Yeah, very nice. And then he ended up playing with playing at Kalawa for some sessions, and they ended up.
Oh yes.
So then it was BOP, like traveling the world. I mean, the guy's going to Miami, and you know, they've done.
But you didn't listen to anyone and be like, "Oh fuck, you know, they're coming with fire, they're coming with heat. What is this?"
Ah no, mtu Vegas champions. But because we respected, it's just like I used to look forward, but like. You know, so we also don't want to be disappointed. I'm never disappointed. Like, he didn't need to make a noise. But I find that though, Machita Sezola, they've got like the true quiet, man. Like, you know, like it's like, you know,
it's in the blood.
Yeah, and like Mabashaya, like.
Did you get along with him, dude? Or did you guys have beef?
I was never in those beef things.
Oh, so there was beef?
Yes, I mean, like, there was... Hey, are you guys that young? Flip.
I remember that. Mashampla and TKZ beef.
But then again, I didn't know about hip-hop. Bengizwa nge beef, yama west side, nana, nina bo 580. So I thought, okay, this is the vibe. Even I'm not veiling that permission to
in. Yeah.
Not that I didn't know, but none for me soon. So I didn't know. Like, I only started clubbing at 21, you know. So, like, I didn't know, maybe this gangster vibe or
Otherwise, I was just making music, you know. So, yeah, man, no, I didn't have any
What beef. About in the group? Like, did you get along with Makesh? Did you get along with Kabelo?
Yeah, I mean, we were first friends. I think that's the difference. Oh.
Yes, yes.
Like, Sizimpinch. I mean, like, we just used to laugh all the time.
Wow.
But I could just, like, I mean, like, when I met Kabelo, because I joined Sensitivians, they were already there. I mean, I was standing at 8, ne? When they were juniors. So, so when I got there and I started knowing Kabelo sooner, so I did go, yes, you're one of the funniest people I've ever
come. Yeah, yeah.
So I did,
there's that guy.
I'm like, man, yo. So it's just,
yeah.
You know, so I think that even without the music, that's where it begins.
But how do you navigate between friendship, like you said, because you started as friends, and now you're getting into this business together, because it's a business at the end of the day. Would you like fight before you get on stage, but you still have to perform together? The show must go on.
Yeah, but I think we didn't understand business as business should be. So when those things would kick in, they would kick in the way they do in that with everything that's there. You know what I'm saying? Personality stuff and friendship stuff would be brought up when, depending on what it is that someone wants and how far they will push it.
I heard you were the Beyonce of the crew.
What does that mean?
You were the diva, ne?
What does that mean?
And the controller of the mood.
Yes.
Like, you can't have a studio session without you. They can't record.
Oh, okay.
Like, almost the one in control, in charge.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think this place is much better than saying Beyonce. I didn't even know Beyonce did all that shit. Oh, that was what their function was.
but I think in a sense you were the glue, I think.
No, Joe, I think we all okay, now I'm not big on labels.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So look, I mean, dude, I could never do what those guys do.
Mm.
I've never competed with them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I don't want to, and I don't have to. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same thing. And it's just sad that we tend to just do that. Like, we force things, compare them, when they just are not to be compared. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, no, man, I was blessed to know what I knew. You know what I'm saying? And was also learning a heck of a lot, you know? At the same time. And I did what I did, and I really believe that we could do this thing. But it cannot expected to still be the same thing when it's not together.
Yeah.
Together in every way, hey? Yeah. Together in every way. And I think...
Would you dream about songs? Like, have dreams and...
Yeah. I mean,
for real.
Yeah, not necessarily TKZ songs, but I mean... Not dreams, but like, I mean, I can... Yeah, I mean, like, I guess, yeah, now I create with, like, even full symphony orchestra, so I hear the full production, you know?
That must drive you nuts, bro.
Yeah, that's why I don't think I'm a music listener. You guys were saying, but where's the music? Like, like in my car, Joe, like talk radio.
Yeah.
Like, I can't listen to music. That's actually what I liked about when I smoked weed. You know? It was like it would knock me out of that very analytical, which is the noise.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? To really just enjoying music like everyone.
Any other
like
listen.
Yeah, because I can't listen. Because I start working.
Yes.
And you can't turn it off.
Where's Kabelo? Like, he loves music. Like, he's a music lover. You know, DJs they love music.
Yes, you know.
And I remember that, you know, but it doesn't come that easily because things become so, you know.
Working. Speaking about music, how did you get from, on that song Fiasco, how did you get from Sizwe Ngcoba, Mo Jehova to Shake His Spoon?
How
do we get there?
Legend goes or whatever. But anyway, let's continue.
It was one of those.
Yeah. No, man, whenever I get... Ah, dude, that thing is as... Yeah. It's as old as, like, my rap award. Mm. Like, people still go and like, yeah, you won a rap award. But yeah. Anyway. So, Sizonqoba ngoJehova, shake isibunu sakho, umzimba wakho. Sounds fine to me.
Yeah.
No, but I say, out of everything that God created, one of his masterpieces, Zimbundu, James.
Oh, my nigga.
Oh,
truth. Hey.
I mean, in fact, that is God. But, but, one of the things that make us like feel like, oh, we are alive. It's like God going, "Ewe na san." You know what I'm saying?
So were you clapping like famous cheeks back then? Speaking about butts.
Oh, you all famous? Okay. Hey, were we who?
Famous.
Hey, but you guys, some of the terms you use though, like there's this one, I smash. I was like, oh my
God. Ah, it's an old one.
Dude, that's famous. No,
apparently it's normal. Yeah. I was like, God.
Smash.
The best I've ever heard, I was like, yeah.
It sounds rough. Yeah. Violent, right?
Smash. Because we respect you. That's why we're saying
clapping cheeks. Yeah.
And you're a musician.
And you do clap to you, right? Claps.
I need respect that, Gaga, Jess.
Hits. I think he had his fair share, bro.
Of course. Hey, guys, look, I mean, I won't lie to you. I was in boarding school just before I hit puberty, you know? Mm. And Velem Navendis Tandilama children, like, from when I was, like, conducting the Sunday school choir with my sister, who's a little older than me, her friends, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a 50-year-old, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was always that, you know? And then I go and be put in a boarding school.
Yeah. Ish. How did you meet your ex, Mel Ball?
On Studio Mixed.
Oh, yes, because you dabbled in TV.
No, they were actually presenting us with a multi-platinum award on there. Because it was like...
Yeah, she was a host, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was your Friday night live of the day, you know, to be on Studio Mix. Yeah, but hey, man, Melanie Sun was...
Was
always on television, and she was Melanie Sand.
Oh, bro, yeah, she was prime at the time. Like, Bob. Who's equivalent to Mel now? Oh, man, she was like the. And you
no
got
comment.
It.
No comment. Yeah, I know.
Do you approach her? Hmm? Do you approach her when you first meet her?
No, not right away. I waited, I waited until Ngazukuthi, I think it's sharp, man. I can breathe. Why don't you give me that number? Look at me. Excuse me. For me, like, this is like, it's the people that you used to look at on TV. I was at school to shows on television.
Yeah.
And I was on some like, yo, whoever gets this is like the luckiest guy. Like, and it can be any, like, whoever it's that, you know. So.
But I want to know, like, when you get the number, the first thing you say to when you call it, what do you say? Because you're not used to making you. He's why Bala. He's just used to.
They come to you.
Yeah.
You know?
And you guys, there's people say this. I've never experienced any of those things. Girls must throw themselves at you.
No way.
Come on.
No way. You didn't get a prom stage.
No, it's like. Interesting.
Oh,
like, but can't it just be different people?
I see what you mean.
Or maybe it was just my experience.
Yeah, it's too easy. Yeah, and I get you.
No, maybe the other guy's got all the stuff.
The premiums.
Yeah.
But I'm saying.
Because he's saying the road vintage. Kill.
Vintage.
Christine, I'm a Christine.
No, you guys are horrible.
You don't remember the first conversation you had with her?
I think I asked her out.
That's it. You just call and say, "Can I go out with you?"
Hey, it was something like that.
Wow. And she says yes.
Well, I don't know. I don't think no. Not right away. I think she went to her friends like, "Guys, can you believe who called me today? Who? Zoya? You mean Zoya of TKZ? Like,
yeah,
you,
the guy with the dreadlocks,
you." And what does he want? Oh, like, and then
the chef said he wants his bonusa.
Is that innocent look I just don't trust?
So when you got a date, eventually, where do you take her? Where do you take Mel Bala, bro?
No, you know, I had the whole vibe, ne? But you know, more than anything, Lomundu that I used to make her,
yeah,
she turned out to be like the coolest stuff I've ever seen.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, like some Nando's, you know, like I'll go past Nando's. But it's like, no, you know, for no my chips, no roll.
Oh.
And it was our
father.
I was kind of saying, you see, nang ama follow kwa pani nas bambeli. You know what I'm saying? Totally nyam. So it was like, you know, and I think it was. I think actually, I was thinking about it the other day. That was. It really helped me a lot with just humility.
Beautiful.
You know, and handling this. You know, this fame and this noise. Mm. Yes. I think I'm smart enough, but I think that really, really, really played a big role, you know, because now I'm like, sometimes, and I'm with Tigezu Kumbule, like, so, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And she was always just, it's not there. Some things I just never understood, but it really.
Did you ever make love to Mel while listening to your own songs? Huh? I really love this place.
Oh, hey, my light. Hey, Nina Masan.
Because you make love songs.
Hey, Nina Masan, yeah.
You make love songs. I'll do that. So, are you not going to do that?
Yeah, like, I'm coming, Stefano. Come out. Tubula, tubula, tubula. Stop. Let me be your number one. It's a fiasco.
Meet
the sun.
She won't get us right. That's funny, man. But how are you guys now? Are you co-parenting? How's that going?
Yeah, man. It's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool, I think. Yeah, man, it's just cool to be just honest. And
how's it like co-parenting? Because so is co-parenting.
Is it?
Yeah, if you've got someone who's mature enough and not trying to weaponize kids to settle scores, it's beautiful. If you want the best for the kid, in my experience, and all parties want the best for the kid, it's beautiful, man. Yeah.
If you keep it there. Yeah.
And if you don't smash your baby mama or baby daddy, it works.
Oh, yeah.
Once that gets involved, and then you hurt her, and then now it complicates this whole thing.
Exactly. I remember I had broken up with my baby mama, but we're back together now.
Okay.
So when it broken up, I dropped off the kid, and I looked at him like, hey.
I know that feeling. Yeah, you must resist.
And it's late for me. Here I am today.
Back together. Kid number two. Too late for mom.
Oh, mama, mama. Yeah, I got mama. My jack. Oh, mama, mama.
Yeah. I want you to take me back, man. How did you fall in love with music? Like, where did it start?
Okay, now that I'm quite spiritual, so now I understand.
Oh, okay.
Okay, things, but sure. This is what I was experiencing. It's just I was just into music, you know. My folks, they used to be my father and my mom met as soloists.
Okay,
you know, singers in the Methodist Church and whatever, adult choirs, and you know, some people that knew my dad, like I remember Oprah Smart's Ngonyama. Once saw us in, you know, in Santon, and we stopped. It was the first time we seen, because he's from like our hometown. Always here, yeah, Smas Konyama is from here. So we bump into him at a shopping mall. I was with my brother Louis, and he says, boy, it's so nice to see you.
Yeah.
I said, no, not to see you, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he says, you know, you boys can sing, but you'll never sing like your father.
Whoa.
You know, so when you hear that, you like, they say the guy used like, yeah, like they say a beautiful voice. You know what I mean? Like when they say a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. So him and my mom met, and they would sing together. Now they always, you know, paired them now with everything, you know, and they were quite something. So when we were born and we were singing, and people would say like, but no wonder, you know, it's both the parents.
But how do you get introduced to music? Because I mean, when you grew up, there was no electricity in the house, so I'm guessing you
never looked at the choir. So my dad would have a quartet practices, like he had this Negro spiritual
at the house.
At the house.
Oh.
So about why don't you swing down Jerry's Dobby Dum?
Oh, Negro spirituals,
Negro. So you know all those a cappella stuff. And when they divorced, actually, we went and lived with my mom's parents. So, and Utamkulu is a choral composer.
Okay.
So he used to compose. You know, this type like A4. Mm. That's when I saw it the first time. So you'd write using a pen, and once he's finished the drafting, basically, he can call any one of us. Hey, Zwai, Bulelo, Andile. When you take the bass, you take the soprano, you take, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and wait. Bring that back. What are you saying? What?
Yeah, like you'd say I'm somewhere around. It's like, Zwandile. Then he calls my sister, he calls my uncle, you know, my aunt, whatever.
Sure.
He wants to check what he's just written. Okay, he says, okay, you take soprano, you take alto. You
wow. Know,
and then he says, 3-4, and then we just sing it.
Wow.
And like, I didn't realize how dope that was until like I got... You know, to the studies of music and hang with, you know, like with this big music world, that stuff is
so how
not common.
How old are you then? Because, I mean, you're saying you were reading music. Yeah, at what age was this? You're reading music,
at
scores?
At the age of seven.
No way.
I was helping choirs. I was helping adult choirs at the age
of
seven.
No way. This is insane.
Hey, man. But even like big producers now can't even like read the score.
Of course.
Not
but guys, it's not something that should be like, you know, I know Tinashe Khomelana, when someone has studied music, like,
yeah,
you know,
yes.
Yeah, music really is, that study of music is the study of music. You know what I'm saying? People go and study what you do naturally. You know what I'm saying? So it's more of an analysis.
True.
You know, and what you don't have is to be able to, so guys will take longer when they don't have the theory. So they're not taught that they know it. They just get...
They feel it.
So yeah, they like... So I remember I was already playing some of these things, but I just didn't know what they were called. You know what I'm saying? So it's just to say, now, you remember that thing that you feel? This is what it's called, and it's used. It works best in these scenarios and those scenarios.
True.
So you get what I'm saying? So then you're able to finish what you're doing in a shorter space of time. You know what I'm saying? Because you're applying the right stuff. You're not going through... Because, you know, speed is everything.
So you were 11 when you entered Shell Road to Fame, which was like the big thingy then.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What were you? Were you singing? Were you playing?
No, I was singing with my sister. We Are the World, 1986. And
jeez, man.
And remember Abigail Kubeka? Dude, I had, listen, in my band, I had Zim Ngawana. I had Faya Faku. Like,
yo.
I had more prepared passion. Like, we had a proper band at the age of 11. You know, and entered Shell Road to Fame. We didn't get through. Abigail Kubeka was judging. And then the next year I entered alone, and that was the year that Rebecca came first, and that was when I made her as a finalist at the age of 12.
So you were born into music.
12. Yeah. So when I met Ringo and them, yeah.
Man, this is wild.
Like, you're a finalist on the national TV, like, talent search, and you're 12. That's probably, like, the youngest. You probably still hold the record.
Yeah,
probably.
Youngest so, when I hear, like, guys, like, hey, Brazoi, hey, you're a legend, like, I realized why it's taking me so long to like really understand, because I started so young. You know, you're asking me when was the last time I did it. So I was used to being like the youngest in a production. You know, like, you know. Now it's like, no, now you're among the oldest. Like, it's the weirdest thing. you're asking me just now, like, when when last you do an interview. I think the last interview I did was some studios in Rheinberg, and you know, the girl that's doing the makeup was like, hey, but why, you must be used to this. But now I'm like, jeez. It's like, when was the first time you ever did this? And the first time I actually thought about when the first time was? First TV appearance?
Yeah.
1st of April, 1986.
You. I wasn't even born.
Listen. Yeah, none of us were.
It was a performance and an interview.
Fuck me. Jeez. Sideways, bro. What are you, like the black Justin Bieber or something?
It's like Michael Jackson, bro. Like, Justin was big at the age of like 10 on TV and stuff.
Yeah, so I've never, I mean, like, when you've just lived, I've just, this is what I know.
So yeah. You're telling me from 7, because it sounds to me like when I speak to you, you've never actually had the time to chill and just play back all the accomplishments you've had, everything you've done. You just keep moving to the next thing.
Yeah, because I think that's the danger, that we look at everything as an accomplishment that limits you in what else you can do. You know,
so when are you going to sit back and be like, shit, man, we killed it on that? On
yeah, it's
Shibo.
Nice from time to time, but there's more things to do.
There's more
important things to do, you know?
So music is all you've known. Unlike us, but who at some age wanted to be lawyers or pilots or.
I know, Shem. I don't even think I would have if I could. Because schoolwork was just...
you know, the marks to get that stuff. Not that I wanted to, but now it's moved so much for me that it's just music. It's the science. It's more the science of music now. Mm. You know, it's about how you can evoke certain emotions using sound, using music. You know what I'm saying? It's about being effective. Like when you're scoring a movie, like a clear picture, but you must be able to bring that emotion there.
Mm. And that's what a song like Jerusalem does, where in overseas people are singing and dancing to it, but they don't know what it means, but it makes them feel a certain way.
Yeah. So yeah, man. So it moves, you know, it moves on. But if you keep hanging to, and as long as if I can just have a number one here, it's like that is there. You know what I'm saying? There's no measurement to what you do can do, not what you can do necessarily.
Have you ever missed out on a song like that became a hit that was sent to you and you're like, this is trash?
No. No, but I missed out on a big gig though, and it wasn't my fault. Like I was like, yo, Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? No. That's a massive fuck up.
No, it wasn't a fuck up, but it's like, hey, that would have been nice. No, this guy writes to me. He says, hi, so I'm Ludwig. This was in 2017. I think around October. Actually, my name is Ludwig Watwat Goransson, and I got your number from Ryan Coogler, who got your number from Trevor Noah. Ooh. I'm working on Black Panther, and I'm coming to Africa. So Trevor said, I need to get in touch with you.
Wow.
So,
shout out to Trevor, man.
Opening the door, sending the elevator down. Yeah. Shout out to him.
But we met and everything. And
we wish we can send an elevator to our studios, though.
Hey, interview. My man. Hey, please, bro. We're waiting. We pressed already the button. We're waiting for it to come down.
We've been trying to get Trevor on for 3 years on the show.
Really? And what's his problem?
He hasn't acknowledged us.
Yeah.
In any way.
It's safer that way. You guys were nice, man.
Very nice and respectful.
So sorry, yeah.
Where was I? Yes. So, sorry, I don't like talking a lot about myself. Like, sure, I'm very conscious when I do that. So, but the point here is...
Why is that?
I don't know, I'm just conscious of it, you know? I think I've just been interested in human behavior over the years, and I know that one of the things communication-wise, like, you know, people like talking about themselves.
Yes,
you know, I'd rather use that in order to, you know, not for myself, you know, because I know it's, because I know it. So,
got you.
So, yeah, so I'm conscious. Mm. Yeah, sir, hook up with this aircraft. He looks just like Jesus, bro. He's like, yeah. And, he was with his fiance, you know, sexing, whatever. And so only to find like the woman, the girlfriend plays a violin, and she works a lot, you know, in Hollywood and all those movies. So we end up talking about this. I'm like, hey, I once worked on a session there when I was working on an animation movie, Zambezia, when we went to Hollywood. I worked with the best musicians in the world, like the guys that play for Hans Zimmer. You know?
Oh, Hans Zimmer!
Yeah. So so I tell this girl, I'm like, you wouldn't have by any chance been... you know, in the set, you know, worked on Zambezia. Like, yeah, I was there. So we basically have met
your
before. So,
yeah.
So, you know, so, and just like, yeah, at least now, you know, the guys know that I can do this. I mean, anything, you know, you send me, if you guys are struggling with, you know, I'm here, I can do everything. So, yeah, the guy goes back and, we'll keep in touch. And then he sends me like, Zoya, here's a part. Can you write a choir part and please get the choir from, you know, from Africa or whatever. I need about 140 voices, you know, in this piece.
For Black Panther, this.
Yeah, so he sends me this big piece called Grand Rituals. Like, bah, bah, bah. And then I'm like, you know what, dude, I'm not going to get a choir. I'm going to record all the choir parts of an arrangement. Then you can approve whether you like it or not. Then at least I can still change it before I actually hire people to come in and sing it. Because, I can sing the whole choir for you, you know.
Whoa.
So I sent that. And then, anyway, there was a bit of a delay somewhere there, you know, in terms of what, but, you know, really great. And then after a while, dude, time just went. And then he was, you know, and then he was in London. Like, hey, I'm landing here. I'm coming to record. Like, dude, we're arriving at Abbey Road, like, to go and record the big Abbey soundtrack Road. And the guy went on to win an Oscar and a Grammy. Like, it's like...
But he also, soon after that, he sends me an email. Zoya, can you please send me the separate, you know, the choir parts of that piece that you had sent? You know, there's a big client I'm trying to get this stuff. Fast forward a year and a half later, I get an email from a chick saying, "Hi, I'm so-and-so. I represent Beyonce. And, you know, the work you did with Ludwig, you know what I'm saying?"
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and you do know most that it's been included in the Gift album, right?
Whoa!
Okay.
So you're on Beyonce's album?
Yeah, so it's an interlude, you know, like where part of the Lion King. Yeah.
Fuck me.
So,
Bro, did people know that? Did you know that?
I didn't know. No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff you don't know.
Hey, you got
to
tweet.
You don't want to know some of it.
You got to tweet more.
Yeah, but I mean, for me, it's really the lesson out of it, you know? People get like, "Oh, blast, I missed that thing. Or I missed that thing." Or like, "Oh, shit." Shining. You know, like, dude, don't even call it a thing.
Mm.
It's got... You know, before you get a degree, it's that experience at, you know, at university. It's not about that thing that you get. And I think, we miss out on a lot because we're looking at...
Please explain something like that for me. Because I look at Lebo M, right? He's been eating from Lion King, like, since, like, before we were born, man.
Yeah.
How do those deals work?
Which deals?
Like the Lion King. And the Beyonce thing you just did now.
Yeah, look. I mean, I write musicals as well, which is something that an interest I had from primary school.
Sure.
You know, I used to sing Phantom of the Opera and all these, you know, big musicals. But because of the sanctions then,
Mamma Mia.
Yeah, you know, so some I knew that a lot of, especially
you
when
can
I
tell
did,
I buy beats. Hey?
don't worry, pana. Don't worry. Just, you know, the music.
I don't know Han Solo. Who was it? Han Solo?
Hans Zimmer. You don't know Hans Zimmer. You probably enjoy his scores. Han Solo. You probably enjoy Hans Zimmer's scores. You don't know. It's like, you know, him. Incredible, yeah.
Mamma Mia, I know.
Yeah, Mamma Mia, of course. Parktown vendor.
Yeah.
Grew up in Parktown. You must know Mamma Mia. Yeah.
So because I was singing a lot of the stuff, and especially as a singing student, you know, like, this is Oh Mistress Mine from the... whatever, Prince. Yeah, when I saw it, it's like, these are actually from musicals, you know?
Sure.
So by the time you see the musicals, you know that the songs, you know, of a lot of these things.
Mm.
And, but when Elton John, because Elton John wrote The Lion King. But Grand Grand, you know, the bulk of the score was written by Elton John.
Mm.
So Elton John says after that, "Damn, I wish I knew about musical theater way before this."
Mm.
It's the most grossing, like, form of part of the business, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, Kabangacho, like, The Lion King went over the $20 billion mark a good 6-7 years ago.
Yes, yes.
Dude, the guys wrote that thing once.
And they're still eating.
They wrote it once.
That's what I'm asking. How do those deals work?
Well, dude, it's
royalties.
Yeah.
It's royalties.
And the performance.
And guys, remember that it's the bums on seats alone, it's cash. You know what I'm saying? Askara, you go my merchandise. Askara, you go. And when there's other things like, you know what, like a Ben 10's watch or Superman's suit or Young Toller or the head of the line, like the other stuff that's associated with it. That's like, that's just business all the way.
So a guy like Lebo M probably made more from Broadway than the film
No,
itself.
He has, I think, I stand to be corrected.
Yes.
But if I remember him saying once, he said he has a share in the score because he came up. Well, I mean, maybe, or whatever, 5%, but
it's a lot.
20 billion.
It's,
like before lockdown, like if this tonight was still before lockdown, there would be about between 9 and 12 casts around the world going to perform The Lion King.
Mm. Yeah.
Every night.
That's money.
In some cities, they build a Lion King set. Like, they build, like, Teatro was that. What's this place here in Monte Cassino?
Mm-hmm.
Because they'd gotten the license to put up Lion King, but there was no right... a venue or theater for it. So they built that theater for The Lion King because there are certain standards that have to be maintained. It's like, you know, like format.
And that's money.
Well, that's why, I mean, it was meant to stay for just to do a 4-month run. It ended up being 9-12.
But this goes back to what you were saying in the beginning, that it's not about how many tracks you have out. It's about having the right track. So all you need is just one track, dog. Mm.
Just take 10 minutes and just think about it. Stop doing because they're doing. Like, it's like, yeah, hey, and then like, yeah, maybe you can keep you single. Has anybody actually sat down and did the math? Count your time in there as well. You know, and the guarantees, like if you, someone was to spend money, how would you be able to say, this is your return on investment before you even start? Guys don't have a clue, man. It's just like a daze, and just this noise, you know?
Hey, I'm pushing back my EP, man.
Yeah.
Just think about it. I swear, I'd rather do, instead of doing 10 albums selling whatever, 2,000 each, I'd rather do 2 albums selling 100,000 each.
Yeah, do it right.
You know? Just there was a bit of consideration that went into Halloween. Like, it's still there now.
Yeah!
You know?
We're still talking about it.
Bala Brothers, which I did 2006, you know, with my brothers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One album, Chance.
Oh.
You know, no, to the clients, no, we are still going to work on more songs. Yeah,
yeah. And you're still eating from that album?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Do you want to be working? I remember, Tina, like, every December, hey, so keep planning on December. Hey, it's
kicks.
Like, I don't want to do, no, like, do the emotional, okay, maybe I'm talking about the emotional investment into an album. It's like, especially when you, you know, when you, like, when you respect your work. You know, and then it's up to some guys you did a beat for, you put in so much, they're not even going to be pushing that or whatever, and it's like, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So how many young people are playing in the space of musical theater? Because that seems like that's where the money is at.
Yeah, but it's not just that. Explore the entire. You can even create your own space. You know, understand what music is and the that's content. Like anything, any idea. We just were never taught that. But you know, want to go with what we've seen, and it's what it's what we've been shown.
It's what you've been shown.
You know, and the people that are making the dough, they create that for you. They don't even watch it.
This is insane, man.
Wake up. You need to just wake up, man.
Yeah. Who was your parents' favorite?
Singing
and stuff.
Favorite singer?
Yeah.
Just music, yeah, musicians.
My
who
parents,
they listen
from
to
your from your brothers, from you and your brothers.
Oh, within the family.
Yeah, within the family.
Oh, like children's, what's your favorite?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I don't know. I think Ishmael, I mean, like, oh, sure, I got a lot of hidings. Yaslin Donulo, so he tells me the other day he never got a hiding.
I'm like, how is that possible, dude? I used to get my ass smacked like all the time, bro.
My mom gave up on me when I was 13.
It's because you're the eldest.
Yeah, the eldest, always.
Hey, can I get a charger? And my laptop's dying. It's in my bag somewhere. Will you? Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
That's why I must go to Yes One.
So you'd say Luisa was your dad's favorite then?
Yeah, well, I mean, he was really young when dad passed, so.
Yeah.
But I mean, Joe Luisa was. And he looked so much like my dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
man. Sure. And then how was it when Pelo came out of the closet? Like, because you're from a conservative family.
So you understand.
Yeah.
Are you talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What was the question?
No, when your brother came out, how was it in the family? Like, did they take it well? What was the reception like?
I mean, when he supposedly came out to the family?
Yeah.
I don't remember Pelo coming, like, anything. Like, there was an announcement or anything. I guess a lot of things, you know, you check out there, whatever. You know.
Oh, so there was never like a meeting or anything like that, anything formal?
No. Look, I mean, Upelo was, I raised Upelo.
Sure.
You know, so even from a Dragon's Back, you know, like he came up with, did Bala Brothers when he was only 14.
Wow.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And made sure he goes to everything that we've ever gone to. You know, the next thing from Dragon's Back, he would come to St. Stithian, stayed at the same hostel that we did, yeah. And so, and he lived with me, I mean, like, until matric, you know.
Yeah.
And I was making sure that he gets to school and, you know.
Mm.
So I'm sure that's where maybe things may have. I mean, I was always like, yeah, you know, you think, but like, dude, like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it was chicks, I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
course,
saying?
Yeah.
Then I am, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so,
it's his life at the end of the day.
Yeah, so, yeah, so, like, I guess, I mean, until I think I saw... Hey, dude, I was driving to work the one time. That driver, Anjay. Then I see a poll post. Zwai is homophobic.
Yo. They're talking about you.
was like, huh?
What?
Anyway, let me get the...
The article.
The article, yeah. Yeah, it was saying Mina kicked him out because of like his sexuality, out of the group, out of the what.
I remember reading.
He had to go home because Mina, I was like, and like, it took me a while to be like, do I respond to this shit? Like, you know, like,
yo,
what the hell, you know?
Where did they even get that?
Well, it's part. That's how, I mean, I guess I couldn't really doubt the source.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, as in using those, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But I mean, I done this album for him. You know, like, do you want to do an album?
And sure.
I mean, he's a great writer.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys think Loizo is a writer? That boy is a writer.
If you're a great writer.
You know?
You're a partner. Yeah.
Like...
Wow.
Meet Saul Penduka, that's all for you.
Hey, I know.
Top tier.
Yeah, man. So as I was saying, Ben Satinga, and so great writer. So so there are these songs that he's been using my laptop for, you know, to write. I'm like, when I listen to these things, and Lindona, he's using the presets and Jehovah Logic that I have there, and he's using the laptop like microphone. Got the harmonies. They're like, I'm like,
whoa. Man.
And I like the innocence still in it.
Yes,
Akazi too much, and he doesn't want to know too much. It's very important. That stuff can really mess things up. Those who start knowing things, you know what I'm saying?
Too
much. I swear, like in. Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah,
this one who starts knowing too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's cool. Like, I like my guest not to. I don't want him in the theory.
You want the rawness?
Yeah, because he's got a different feel. I want to check how he feels. Otherwise, everything is gonna start being squared. Because like, so people say, give me 8 there. Give me my 16. It's like, no, motherfucker. Shibobo is 10 bars each sequence.
Ooh.
You know, Bona Senzani is 7 bars a sequence. So I call Ondoba standard up. Then Denzi because we call 8. You know what I'm saying? So what does that end up doing?
Man.
That's why machines will end up doing what we do.
Sure.
Yeah, because we put it into numbers.
If you're not careful.
Long story short. Mm. Yeah. So I mean, like, Joe, like, I mean, I wanted to develop these songs, and they were just like amazing. I got, you know, Victor Masondo in there, you know, Joel Klein, and like great musicians, you know, Keegan, and you know, like the songs I really wanted them to live to, you know, what he was doing, mixed, mastered, and everything. And then,
so I don't understand, you didn't kick him out?
No, but after I finished this album, like everything, copies were made. And he says to me, he doesn't want to do this. Like, he's not sure he wants to do this.
Whoa.
You know? Listen, listen, guys. It's very important. I've had my chance.
Yeah.
He's got his own life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, in case he's also been wanting to, but he was too scared because you never know how long. So I can't say to him, wow, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, dude, I have to respect that you have got your own life. You know? While we are at it, anything else, Mklambe, that you want to say now? You know? Bala Brothers? And he said, in fact, I don't want to do it.
I'm like,
okay, cool. Well, then, I get like, you must do you, good dude. But then, you know, you know what I'm saying? And do your thing.
So,
that's all it was.
So you had to go home, and then that's how it was. It was written good, but now the hectic thing is, it doesn't matter where I'm, whether I'm in Cape Town or East London, I hang out with people, you know, like Mnan Sogon Tlek. Then I wonder at the end, but you thought you hated gay people.
Oh, no, it's a norm.
Yeah,
once
yeah.
you got the tag, you fucked.
That's it.
Even in the grave,
nah.
They'll write, yeah, no. Even if there's no basis, it's just
so. And in the Dwanga.
The only way is if you suck some dick on camera.
Ah, okay.
That's how you get that stigma off.
Yeah. So, I mean, the reason for telling the story is just like, this is where this thing comes. I've never been involved or brought into anything. Like, nothing has ever been discussed. Marriage, like, whatever I hear about, I don't know.
Yeah, what did you think about him marrying Mushendiki?
I don't
know anything about that.
So you weren't even there?
No, I wasn't there.
What? You weren't invited?
I didn't know they were getting married.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Whoa.
So when last did you have a conversation with him? Because it sounds like you guys don't speak at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's been a minute, ne?
Yeah.
Ah, but it's family, man. You know family.
Yeah.
Yo, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, so, dude, Indo is funny. Nehom, you were asking about coming out and stuff. Mm. Dude, when I say to you, I grew up in the industry.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the real industry.
Mm.
I'm talking about theater, like where this stuff, you know, I mean, when I was doing King Africa 1988 here at the Standard Bank Arena, I was 30, my first professional gig.
Mm.
Yeah, at Standard Bank Arena.
Mm.
There was like the guy who wrote the musical was, you know, was they would call him. Yeah, he's queer. You know, it was the first time I was hearing that.
But
like, from as far back as that.
Yeah.
So you know, and then there's this new generation, long Gucci, whatever. Now just like it's like
we've been known.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
And I'm not even gonna engage in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in those are my fashion and.
I got some question here. Before you leave, that I want to ask you favorite song from TKZ.
Yo, it depends. Maybe Bona Senzane. If Bona I have Senzane. To pick one.
Admit, we really love this
because of the story. Yeah, man, the story. That's why it's favorite. I just want.
I'm actually going to smoke weed today and listen to that song. I want to go to that place you had, man. Sounds lit. What's your favorite song?
Didn't they say?
Bona Senzane, ne?
Yeah,
which one is that one? I don't know that one. Wasn't that big then, ne?
It's just Kanta. Head us up, you remember that vibe? Hits.
Yeah.
Was it a big song?
I had that vibe also, yeah.
Was it a big song?
It was an okay song.
On Halloween. Didn't have a video or anything.
Oh, maybe that's why. That's why. Also, I wanted to ask you, why did you fire Pasta Faleni?
Are these your listeners?
Yeah, yeah. These are the listeners.
These are the ones.
Oh, didn't I mention? Sorry, man.
No, I did not. I did not fire Pasta.
Who's
Pasta
that?
Whoever. That must be my brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pasta Faleni is your brother?
No, that must be about my brother. Because it's his job at the SA at Mhlobo.
All right, and then you answered this. They were asking when are you and your brothers going to perform again. You answered that, ne?
Did I?
Yeah, I think you said.
Yeah, we have been performing.
Yeah, you did. Why didn't the Kwaito era last longer in the late 2000s?
This is Kwaito lasting, man.
Literally, yeah.
This is Kwaito lasting. Like I said, this is where we are. Even if it sounded like Rock Chief, it was what it was.
Mm.
You know, the R&B doesn't sound like R&B of the Anita Bakers.
True.
Jonga, unless we leave these labels.
Labels.
Yeah. Because must remember that they come up. You first create the music, the sound, and then it only gets a name later. And then now we stick to what is the...
Because things evolve. Mm. It's the evolution, what we're seeing with piano, for example.
You know? And that is really, really, really bad for our development. And just like, you know, just being free spiritually. And because that stuff is there, man.
How can artists navigate the industry and its pressure without getting broke?
If they understood that they were in business, number one. If you know there's expenses and there's liabilities, then there's, you know, there's income. Whether you were creating studios or you were whatever you're doing, it's important to know what you're doing.
Yeah, you're never going to die broke, man.
You know, because the sad thing is that should Mitch or even if someone says to me, yeah, I want to do this, yeah, I want to be, and whatever, I want to be this and that and that. When I ask all those questions that they don't like, ish, when you say ask questions, I'm like, dude, I'm saying this stuff because my concern is what if you have that hit? what if you blow up?
No one's ever prepared for that.
And as if you're going to get into trouble.
Yes.
We got into trouble because we didn't know much about money. And it's when you make that money.
Mm.
Or that money flows through your account and you misuse it.
Do you regret the deal you guys signed back then?
No, those deals were evil, but hey, they didn't have other deals. I think they were completely
they still are a load of
shit, and they still, I cannot believe they still give people those things. Like there's so much, like when they give you, like they say, okay, you're gonna you're going to start making money from the sales once we've recouped what we've spent on it. But no one ever discloses to you what the budget is. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like something that's just in jail. But where now, whatever you spend, it counts against what, you know, what they recoup. You know, so it's really just a loaning.
Literally. Yeah. It's a loan.
And it still hasn't changed, does it?
Yeah, and then people still say, "Zelung sign." It's like, "Msign ini."
It sounds cool, I guess.
Names again.
And yeah, official.
Labels. We've got to do away with labels.
We've got to do away with
literally
that.
Labels.
We use
labels.
That against ourselves. It's like everything that comes from out there, and especially when among you, when I'm at you, I talk about nabanye, uza nae unye se abangale and.
These are the only
that you don't even know
that should exist. These ones, they're the only labels that should exist.
This is about you repeat.
Those ones.
In his opinion, is it viable for music groups in the current music industry space to still exist?
Anything can exist. It's when we think that it shouldn't, because now this is what is in. Listen, Joe, like...
Labels.
When just like, I'm going to do an easy song, like, no, it's not in your window, like, Akumelanga nje wena nje wenze lezi, dude. Flipping Brenda Fass just out of the blue does vuvuzela, vulindlela. And it's like, it's the most common mchato song, blew up more than anything else
of
ever
time.
You know?
Yeah.
Metro FM, for instance, if I'm not mistaken, Sundays are still the station's biggest.
Biggest audience, day. Yeah.
And they're still playing that R&B.
Yeah.
So when you say, yeah, but what's in now is my piano, it's in the absence of other stuff.
Mm.
It's just that everyone is producing the same thing because they're thinking the same way. They come up with the same thing, trying to... And why would you want to compete? Why would you not want to do something that's going to stand out?
Sure.
And still catch the same audience that wanapo ba tibeneko na ba imfumba ba.
Which is where Summer comes in with Zakes. Because out of nowhere, he just came with Summer.
You know, we're like, ooh. Created a new space.
Tutabanga, if Zakes have been a match it, I fall, like, Ashayama Harmonies, Marabaya Chive, it was still a hot song. It would be hot. So oh, whether it's a group or... Young John?
Yeah. Like it's like the soil came out of nowhere with no beats, a cappella, when we've never had an a cappella group.
You cannot contain and put boxes around music. Music to us is not supposed to be these numbers. It's us.
By the way, what happened when you met Sol at Zeke's party?
What did he say?
No, I want to hear your side of the story.
I don't know, man. I met a lot of young people.
Yeah, you see, hey, this is what happened. This is exactly what happened. You're like, yeah, so he looks at me there. Then I'm like, yo, man, I'm a huge fan. They're like, don't you do?
Yeah.
That kid. Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
But I'm telling you, not everybody's in Chile. You can't expect everyone to know him.
Did you really expect me to know him?
Yeah,
no, I didn't.
He did. He's like, he watched the Cabello interview. Of course he did.
So, hey, you guys. So, for me, what happened, like, I'll make an example. Yesterday, I met someone at Sentinel City, right? Before they had a chance to say, Sod, I went to them, I'm a huge fan of your work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then I inboxed them, say, I'm the fan who met you, whatever.
Yeah,
you know? I subscribe to that. You just know someone, you see them, you can't just wait for them to come up to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm me, personally. I'm like that. Like, yo, I'm a huge fan, and I don't care how big I am or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So Praswai looked at me and I'm like, he's a chiller. He's definitely a chiller, you know? And then I went to him like, sir, I'm a huge fan.
No, but so weird.
And that's exactly what I did also.
Yeah.
I didn't say, Praswai, you know who I am? You know, like, I'm a huge fan. That's what happened.
No. It was very sweet.
A sweet guy.
But funny enough, though, I had been checking stuff out, you know, like when you saw by the time, I was like, I didn't know what Solomzi, something like that.
Yes.
So it was exciting, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
No,
what would you advise your younger self? People love that question, eh?
They do, yeah, because it's after hindsight and all your experiences, if you chat to the younger version of yourself, what advice would you give? I mean, it's a beautiful question.
Yeah.
After knowing everything you know, you know, a 15-year-old.
What are the answers, though?
The answers can, I think, they're pretty much the same.
Oh, okay.
I think,
dude, at the end of the day, it's about knowing thyself.
Yeah, you see, it's like that bullshit, you see? Mm. Yeah.
You see, it's like that bullshit.
fucking hell.
Knowing thyself.
See, that's bullshit again. See, that bullshit.
Yeah, shit like don't die in South, shit like it. No, 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 yeah, there's a mobile.
But let me not interrupt you before they get mad, because they're going to say he never answered it. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did I not answer it? What was the question?
Know thyself.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, ultimately, it's about being comfortable with who you are and knowing you. Like, you have not done anything, Staffo. You have not done anything to want to feel part of something. Yeah. And a lot of the stuff that makes you panic is because you think that's how you should be behaving.
Yeah.
And you create this person that there's the real you, and then there's this person who you think you should be based on what you think is going to be impressive. And what it's this world of a complete lie. And,
yeah.
And the closer you come to yourself and Nogoti, ultimately you need to feel good about you. You haven't done anything. You don't need, no sins of yours have to be forgiven. You haven't done shit. You know, there's nothing wrong with you. You know, you are who you are. If you've, in fact, even mistakes or whatever, they are mistakes. But dude, if you knew better, you would have done better.
Of course.
I believe all of us are great people. We get up, we mean well. And, you know, it's circumstances and lack of judgment and stuff that gets us into trouble. We don't walk into, or you don't cause trouble. I have that kind of belief. That's why sometimes, these days, I don't know when I hear someone says, hey, Mara, you know, black people, because we've embraced that too much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've embraced that. I don't like that, because a lot of how things are, even the way you behave, is not by default. It's by design.
Hey, but SK Khoza got his design.
No. Yeah. No. Well, give and take. You squat on the ground. Ah, no, I have in here. You squat on the ground.
Mina.
SK.
Oh, is a huge Kotao?
Oh, I missed that
Skotan
one.
Kotao is a quarter, man.
Oh,
he hasn't caught on.
But anyway, let's continue.
Let's continue. Ah, he's cool. Let's continue, man.
No, I'll watch the show again. I'll watch the show. I'll watch the show.
It's Kota.
Hey, these Balis have puns, eh? Yeah? These Balis have puns,
man.
That's a
proper one. That's not like my Maputi level. That's a top tier pun. Yeah. That's top tier pun, man. It's Kota.
Yeah. In closing, man.
Low court.
Yeah. In closing, what do you want to be remembered as? You know, when it's all
it's about me. It's not about what they're going to, you know what I'm saying? Main thing is, I want to leave the world a better place than I found it. Whatever contribution I've had, but for it to be a real ride, and it's just move with the flow. Otherwise, it will be frustrating. So make the most of it, and just like, because they say, hey, I remember about riding, and then go on to Lula, like, you know?
But you have, man. I mean, you guys birthed a whole generation of kids that are like, you know, flourishing right now. Do you ever get like, have you ever sued anyone for using like your lyrics in their songs? Because they buy TKZ all the time.
Yeah, they pay homage by using
Hey, look, I mean, I think I've expressed this to the guys that, you know, for me, that's the most humbling thing.
Oh.
You know, like to, because that's when you realize this is an impact that you, like what, or rather, what you've created, what you're a part of, it's like but a this, significant point in the life of a South African.
Literally, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's more than that. It's not just lyrics, because everyone knows it. No, it's not gonna be. It's not there.
Yes, you know what I'm saying.
But that's to say that I'm in with it, and you know what? It's not even about the words; it's about what this means.
Oh, beautiful! You know? Love that, Penduka. You got a question?
Yeah, man. SARS, are you done now? Or are you sorted with the SARS things? Because at some point, you were owing like 3 million to SARS. Yeah, alone. You owe like SARS 3 million.
Damn.
Yeah, thank God
it's,
for that.
It's still on.
No, it's over. No, it's over. No,
bro, he's on Beyonce's album. Out. What do you mean?
Oh, flip.
Guys,
yeah,
guys,
right?
Guys, don't get me into shit. Let's move on. What's the next question?
Now SARS will be like, hey, it's really.
Do you have a mic? Because Aya is very big into music, man. I wonder if he has
Aya,
a question.
Oh, yes, definitely, man.
Do you have a mic for
Pagate?
Do you have a question? Because I felt like this was like a musical.
Man, I learned
lecture.
So much. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, man, like. bro.
At one point, like, hey, are you called serious? Pretty Lando.
Nah, it was so light.
Nah,
it was
not at all.
Super.
Nah,
I don't, man. I'm just taking it in.
Oh, nah, he's a form producer. I don't mind him.
Nah.
That's no shit.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Praswai. Thank you so much for taking us around, man.
Legendary,
really appreciate
man.
This, man.
Thank you for having me. And I think there's always never quite enough time, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, just more platforms will come out and better ideas. But we need to talk. We need to share.
Exactly.
We've had Kabelo. We've had you now. We got to get Magash, bro.
Yeah, that's it, man.
You're the only one that can
We're
make
documenting
it
documenting this thing.
Ah, you're the only
one. That should I charge for.
Yeah! Zakala, man.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. Like, sorry, man.
Hey.
Charge.
Podcast and chill.
Shout
out,
man.
Boom.
Thank
you. Thank you so much, man.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.